with Zach Noe Towers.
Beefy Dosh.
Check, check, check. This is kind of the level I'll talk at.
Okay.
Probably around here.
Maybe we'll just pop you up a little bit.
Here we go.
How's it going?
I'm going doing really well. Hopefully I won't shout.
Could you imagine all of a sudden? But I have a levelator system and it like levels it for me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
And it was very cheap. Do you have a podcast right now?
No, I don't.
Are you going to do one?
Probably. I don't know. I just want to write. That's all I really want to do.
Sure.
And like if that takes off to where my vision wants it to be, I'm just not going to have time to do a podcast.
Fifi is an incredible comedian.
Oh, thank you.
And when you.
You
say writer, what do you want to write?
I want to be writing comedy series. I want to be staffed in rooms regularly. I want to build up enough of a resume doing that so I can show run my own show. That's really the lifestyle. I don't really want to be doing all that much stand-up, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to fly to Indiana.
I hear you on that. I don't want to sleep in a car. I don't want to sleep in a shady motel. I don't want to break even after like a 6-day run of shows.
Oh, fuck breaking even.
For audiences that don't even care.
Oh, God. Have you ever done a casino?
No.
Okay, don't. They're tempting because they pay really well.
Okay.
But the only people who go to comedy clubs and casinos are people who lost a ton of money and the club gave them tickets so they won't kill themselves. They're by far the worst audiences I've ever encountered anywhere.
Wait, and when you say good money, can you put a number on it?
I don't know. I mean, like, it'd be like $1,500 to feature.
Yum, yum.
Yeah.
I'll do a 25 minute set.
Yeah,
for
$1,500. Yeah, and like I used to go to Tahoe a lot, and like it was beautiful to go up there, and that was nice, but God, the shows were so bad. They were so awful.
Okay, note to self. No, I am getting to the point. I did a private party. Mm-hmm. I wasn't the only comic. It was like five of us maybe, and it was awful.
Yeah.
Like, it was a beautiful home on the water in Malibu, and the guy who was having us was just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, I felt like a clown, like the help, you know, kind
yeah.
of like,
oh,
I
no.
I was like, and at one point I was like, they're not paying any of us enough to like put up with this.
Yeah.
But that's so interesting because you and I kind of met in the trenches of stand-up comedy.
Yeah, we did, you know, and it's just like, I like doing it because I like being in the mix, you know, of everything. But like my long-term goals don't involve a lot of stand-up.
Do you want to be in front of the camera?
Yeah, but okay. I mean, I'm not dying to be.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I want to be in writer's rooms. That's the lifestyle I want to live. I want to goof around. That's where I'm most happy and having the most fun.
Oh, and the most money.
Yeah, true. Not an animation though.
Oh no.
Yeah, they pay, it's like the rates are like just unforgivably lower. And it's the same job.
That is weird.
Yeah.
It's also the same for voice work on animation as opposed to like, you know, on camera.
They pay you like you're writing for Teletubbies or something. Like, they all, like, well, this is a children's medium, and they're just writing stupid bullshit. They don't need to be paid. I'm not anymore.
I bet the Teletubbies people wind up getting a lot of money towards
there. And I bet it's a lot harder than you think.
Oh, I can't write clean to save my life.
Oh, God, me neither.
But we could do, like, adult Teletubbies. That'd be funny as hell.
Every time I write clean material, I just hate myself.
Mm-hmm.
Adult Teletubbies.
Yeah.
They're like doing blow and stuff.
One's a sex worker, for
sure. Yeah, yeah. We all knew Tinky Winky was a sex worker.
Yeah,
why stop at just being queer?
Yeah, had a little illicit drugs in that little purse.
Tinky Winky got kicked out of his home, and now he's a homeless gay teen.
Oh.
This is the side of Teletubbies they don't show you.
Okay, so sex. Any opening thoughts?
I've actually kind of been, I guess let's say, up in my game in that realm. I've been going to a lot of kink parties lately.
Please start talking and never stop.
Okay. Last December was my 35th birthday.
Okay.
And me and a bunch of people went out to the Long Beach Aquarium.
Okay.
That was the version of my birthday for Instagram. My real birthday present was going to a femdom party for the first time ever. It was like a class / a party.
It was dom?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. So it was like all the women were doms, all the men were subs, and God, did I have fun. It was so much fun.
Can you give me any details?
Okay. Well, first of all, you need, like, just for mise-en-scene, you need to know that it was a Christmas-themed fandom party. So there were lights, and there was a pumpkin pie. There was food, which okay. I thought was nice. Because, like, your endorphins are running really high. Sure. And sometimes you just need a piece of pie.
You have to take a break.
Yeah. It was a great idea.
Feel
but,
cream
like,
on that?
We were doing things. Like, there is this one dude. He just looked like a cab driver from the 1970s in New York. Mm. He had about 100 clothespins on his dick and balls at one point. He was a trooper.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he was enjoying it.
Oh, God. He's
writhing in kind
pig
of...
pig and shit. Could not have been... he was having a ball. He was wonderful.
Okay, how... Was this your first femdom party?
Yeah.
But were you in the world before it?
No, I always wanted to be, but okay. like I just kind of never, I mean, I was in the wrong body for so long, so everything yeah. just felt wrong, but like, sure. yeah, I've been wanting to do that for a long time, and I've been going, I probably go like once every 3 weeks now, still.
And you identify as like a femdom?
Well, I'm a switch. I do both.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means sub and dom?
But yeah, but okay. I will tell you this. Apparently, I'm a very good dominatrix. Like I draw a crowd when I'm put in work. Like
at these parties?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any moves? Anything that you excel at?
Well, I like humiliating people. Like
verbally?
Having them kiss my feet is a big fun thing of mine, you know? But it's fun. It's fun. Like, I feel like I'm very, we're both very Midwestern, and I feel like I can't, like, I can't be like a dominatrix with this accent, you know? Like, I remember there was this one point, like, I was putting a guy in, like, the stocks, like, the medieval stocks, you know?
Yes.
But, like, I tripped on it when I was coming around, and I just went, oh, geez. And we kept going, but like if I was like,
there
if
was
you need, if this ruined it for you, I understand.
I completely understand. Yeah. Let me yeah. take you out of these.
Yeah,
that's so interesting too, because you said because you were in the wrong body before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did it? Actually, let's go back to the beginning. What was like your first intro to like sex when you were younger? Like, do you remember the first thing that made you like be aware of it?
I was always. Oh, fuck it. I'll say it. I have a thing called sexual anorexia.
Okay.
Which is kind of like what your appetite is to a regular anorexic or mm-hmm. like a food anorexic, like your sexuality is to a sexual anorexic. And
you deprive yourself of
it. Yeah. It's like, do you watch Succession?
Yeah.
This is what Roman has. Like, they don't call it that, but that's what it is.
It's so yeah. funny. I was like, oh, he's gay?
Yeah. Because, like, he can't have sex with anybody, but it's, like, all he talks about,
yeah.
too. It's kind of the way, like, a food anorexic, all they can think about is eating and food,
sure.
you know? So, yeah, I have that. So I was kind of deprived. I was deprived.
You had that, or you have it now?
I mean, it's a thing I have to actively work on, for
totally.
Sure. But
do you know what it stems from? Or how it's born?
I think, well, I have a woman's sexuality, and I'm trans, and I was born in South Dakota, and I just thought, like, I can't take the lid off this ever.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you get it.
Yeah.
In a way, you know.
To a degree, 1,000%.
Yeah, but, and, like, you're from St. Louis proper, right?
Mm,
or are you
yeah.
from, okay, yeah.
It's, like, I mean, 10 minutes outside of the city, but, like, close.
Yeah. I don't know anything about St. Louis. Is it, like, yeah. a blue town and a red place?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big-ish city.
Right.
My high school was very progressive. We had a gay straight alliance. Like,
oh.
Yeah. So it wasn't bad. I mean, gay was not put on people's shoulders.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yay. You know, but it was like, if someone bullied you, the bully would get in trouble.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But still, like, outside of, like, my home and school, like, Missouri. It's
yeah.
Missouri. So
yeah.
they don't like different.
Yeah, we didn't have a city.
Oh god,
we didn't have shit. South Dakota sucks so hard.
Oh my god.
Because then, like, and I try to go, like, every time I go home for like a holiday or something, like, I'm like, I'm gonna look at this place with new eyes, and I'm gonna, like,
yeah.
have some nostalgic
see
fun.
The good.
After 15 minutes, I'm like, fuck this place. And, like, it feels so adolescent to, like, hate your hometown, but
yeah.
like that's where I'm at.
No, I mean,
this 35-year-old woman.
I was gonna say maybe, like, as, like, an elderly person, it might... No, it'll probably still suck. Is the weather good?
No.
Okay.
It's so cold, and it's so hot. It's also so humid because it's right by Minnesota, so all those, like, shitty little ponds they call lakes that are full of mosquitoes, like, we're full of all of those.
Oh.
Like, did you have, like, mosquito wagons in Missouri?
Is that when they bust air, insecticide.
They spray poison into the air.
And we like went and played it in the street.
Yeah, like, exactly. Woo! Oh, God.
It explains a lot.
Yeah, right?
Okay, fuck South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Check. Okay, so sexually anorexic, mm-hmm. obviously, because you didn't feel comfortable. You weren't yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then was there any, like, I mean, it must have been very... Do you remember your first like sexual experience with another person?
Yeah, it was actually with a girl in college. We were kind of fooling around for a while. This was like, I lived as a gay man for a while. This was before even that.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember enjoying that. Like, I'm bisexual now.
Oh,
so.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you, I love that you're bisexual.
And by the way, I like being bi in like the problematic 90s kind of way. Like I...
Yeah, go on.
Yeah,
it's getting harder and harder to navigate conversations sometimes because I've heard bisexuals are, they exclude people. And then I've heard that, no, bisexuals, like, that is good to say that you're a bisexual.
Yeah, like, I like to seduce people and steal their inheritance or, like, whatever.
Double cross.
Yeah, exactly. You get it.
That's so funny. Do you have, okay, so... How long have you been in the right body?
2 years.
Okay.
Like 2 years and, 5 months.
Is there any part of your life where you had a lot of sex?
No.
No.
Never.
So sexual anorexia is like a through line with your story.
There was a time where I went and did comedy on a gay cruise. When
Which
I was living
one?
As a gay,
Atlantis?
No, it was RSVP.
Okay,
so it's full of older people,
older daddies,
and I ended up hooking up with a daddy, and we had, I don't know, we probably had sex like 3-4 times that whole week. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I really liked him. That was like the only time I ever had like sex work that I enjoyed.
Sex work. You know what's so funny is I feel like you told me about that person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It sounds very familiar.
Like, I definitely caught feelings for him pretty hard.
Oh.
And he did with me and his roommate who, like, he came with, like, hated my guts.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, get out of the room.
Well, I'm so, like, what do you come on the gay cruise to do a poetry reading? Like, we're gonna find people to fuck, sir. That's what we're here for.
How was doing?
Yeah,
comedy?
I'll go on the fucking glacial tour or whatever we're doing up here in Alaska. Like, we came here to fuck, you silly goose.
Men just fighting off frostbite to get their dick wet.
Exactly. Watching glaciers melt. That actually happened.
Really?
We were like, we were docked in like a big glacier for a while and oh dear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I literally hit you with a coaster. I was like, I thought it was an ice cube for a second. And then I was like, how did it get out of my glass? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And it was like this, like a giant chunk of a glacier fell off. We were all watching. It was pretty cool, but also like ominous.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's just going to keep happening. Cool. Good.
I know those progressive videos of the polar ice caps melting.
Yeah.
Year over year, mm-hmm. are they like dwindling? So scary.
How are you dealing with like climate change fear? Like, are you like quaking in fear about it? Like I kind of am sometimes.
You know, and I don't know if you relate to this. I think of suicide as like kind of like a cozy plan B. So I'm just like, okay, like I'll do this world as long as I can,
mm-hmm.
but I'm in regards to climate change. Mentally, I'm feeling very great. I'm not like suicidal by any means, but like if things get crazy where it's like, it's a blister day, don't go out in the sun if you don't want your skin to blister immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I don't know how long I will put up with that.
Yeah.
And I might just be like, oh, I'm going to take a bunch of pills and like not wake up.
Oh, good.
So I think of that. I'm just like, oh, if it gets too bad, I'll kill myself.
Oh.
Is that bad?
I mean, it is a plan.
This is the thing. I just don't... I personally am doing what I can to help, but my footprint is minuscule compared to what we need to be doing. So I'm just like, I have to give it over to God and be like, you know...
I actually... my strategy for it is I like... learn like a tiny little bit about a plan and then I just shut the computer and just be like, oh, they got this. Like, oh, they're gonna do that thing where they spray a can of mirrors into the sky and reflect. Yeah, we're fine. I can go about my day.
Ooh, ads. Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it. But nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
That is actually a plan.
Is that a thing?
They're going to spray reflective little dust? Bits of stuff into the sky
that will inhale,
so it bounces
eventually?
Probably so that it, like, it'll bounce light back into the sky. But you know what, here's another thing too, like, remember when the ozone layer was a huge thing?
Yeah.
We fixed that thing with the bees.
Did we fix the bees?
We did fix the bees.
No one told me.
The bees are doing okay.
The bees are doing okay.
I mean, really, they're at least going up. Yeah. I mean, so, like, I don't know, but
We need to coat the bees with the reflective material
brilliant.
And send them out.
Oh, that's excellent.
I just like that. The mirrored spray thing sounds like a Band-Aid on a bullet wound.
Yeah.
I can't. And with all of these viruses picking up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's all connected. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
But most days I choose to not spiral about that.
That's good.
I mean, because again, what can I do?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel you.
And like, I don't even know. I will say I'm more interested in becoming like a survivalist a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, how do you make water clean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you fix a wound? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Basic stuff.
I like outdoorsy stuff. It's fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you camp?
I do camp.
Okay.
Not as often as I would like, but I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
This sexual anorexia, how does it weigh
on
you?
We got off that with my doom and gloom. Sorry. That was an expert deflection on my part. Like, uncomfortable, zing, hey, the world's ending.
Wait, if you are uncomfortable talking about
No, I'm not.
Because I also like to think that, like, your story will help someone listening, you know?
I keep meaning to, like, talk about it more because, like, no one is aware of its existence.
No one hears those words.
But everybody watches Succession, you know?
Yeah. And the writers of Succession are smarter than the average man.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's such a good show.
It is. I'm very excited for the next season. I will say it feels very copy and paste a lot of times. Like, each season, I couldn't tell you what happens in the each season.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
It's like, oh, he's going to sell. No, he's not. He's going to bail someone out. No, he's not. He's going to pass it on. No, he's not.
It's not as plot-ish as like other shows are, but I think I like it the way it is.
I do love it.
Yeah.
I'm just being a bitch.
No, it's okay.
But
sexual anorexia.
Yeah, you
bringing it back.
Kind of deflected. Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm doing emotional judo right now.
I have had people on this podcast successfully knock the conversation away from sex like the whole time. And I was like, God damn it. We cannot stay on track.
Yeah.
Is finding a workaround to sexual anorexia something that, like, do you think about it a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I went to a kink party last weekend and I was just so in it that I'm just like, this just isn't happening. And I just left earlier. Like, I just could not.
Oh, you were so in your anorexia.
Yeah, I couldn't talk to anyone. I sounded like such a wooden dork when I tried to get anything happening. It just wasn't happening.
But other parties, it has happened?
Other parties, I'm just like, I'm good, and we're good to go, for sure.
I was going to say, I've experienced that, like, when I'm just not feeling a party for whatever reason, and like, everything shuts down instead of opening up, and... But I guess with sexual anorexia, it's more often than not that it.
Well, and also what'll happen is, like, I'll go to an, like, I should not have gone to this event like last weekend. I just didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
from the jump.
Yeah. So, like, what I wanted was a night in. But, like, a lot of times I will just, like, when I'm debating something, I'll err on the side of going to do it because, like, I'm way too comfortable just staying in and watching Star Trek forever, you know?
Relatable.
Yeah.
Not the Star Trek part, but. Yes.
You don't strike me as a sci-fi person.
Thank you.
That was a surprise.
The nicest thing anyone's ever said. No, I actually never watched The Simpsons as a kid.
Really?
We weren't allowed. And so now I'm watching The Simpsons. I'm on season 10.
Can I tell you a really controversial opinion about The Simpsons?
I
love it. I used to be like one of the biggest fans in the world.
Okay.
I think Homer Simpson as a character has aged like absolute shit.
Oh.
And I totally get why a younger person would be like, fuck this show.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm on season 10 out of 33. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what, is he not, he's not evolved?
He's just an asshole.
Oh, really?
I think the whole like bumbling dad who like a woman just puts up with things, yeah, like that, the stock on that has plummeted.
And he's the same. He's still that.
Yeah. Like, it used to be, a, like, yeah, they're way too, like, if the show was made today, everyone would be like, Marge, just divorce him. Just, yes. Yeah.
Kind of like Lois Griffin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I do enjoy Family Guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I always thought, like, early Family Guy, like, the first three seasons are really, really good. And I've heard that Orville is great, but I haven't checked it out.
I don't know why I have a resistance to Seth MacFarlane as a human.
Really?
I don't know why. Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Is that something God gave me?
I thought his Oscars were better than people gave him credit for.
His Oscars?
Yeah, he hosted Oscars one year, yeah.
Can I say something else?
Sure.
And I sound like a Negan Mansi?
No, please.
I don't like award shows.
Really?
Bored to tears.
Yeah.
I would much rather just see the list.
Yeah.
Like, just tell me.
I like the Oscars when I have a dog in the fight. But like, okay. But like, I'll never watch the Emmy. Now, let me ask you this. Do you want to go to one?
I don't like dressing up.
After
really.
after being nominated.
Yes.
Okay. There, yes. There we have struck oil.
Yeah, make it a little bit about me.
Yeah.
I'm there.
I put win an Emmy for comedy writing on my vision board the other day.
Let's actually take a break from the sex talk.
Okay.
Your vision board.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like a manifester vision boardy person?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
There are some, I mean, I swing on it. There are some days where I'm like, fuck this bullshit. But like, yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been called woo-woo. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know. But I'd rather err on that side.
Mm-hmm. Me
that,
too.
Like, ever expanding, I see the good. Oh, people have called me toxically positive before.
What?
Have you heard that? Toxic positivity?
Yeah, but I would never call you that.
Oh, my God. Thank
I would
you.
Say you're a regular positive.
A regular.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I mean, honestly, when someone says that, I'm like, well, you're negative. Yeah. So like, but I do love manifesting, and I love, yeah, vision boards, and I'm just very balls deep in it on TikTok.
I really do believe that, like, if you don't believe in the possibility of something happening, it just won't happen.
No.
I really think that.
So whether you think you can or you can't, you're, mm-hmm, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sexually anorexic. Mm-hmm. Okay, but when did you always know that you were like femdom? Or your switch?
No.
How'd you even get there?
Not always, but as I kind of became a 20 something, like BDSM became an interest for me, and like, yeah, I had such low self-esteem back then that, like, I couldn't picture myself domming. But, like, the whole domming thing is kind of, like, that happened, like, 2 years ago. That whole thing, that box just got opened.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Was it just, like, a brave moment?
I mean, it was just, like, you know, I just kind of one day was like, what if I was on the other end of this? Like, could I do that? I think I like this very much. I'm a really good spanker.
Yeah,
I've been to. Oh yeah,
with a hand.
Like, yeah, like you. Like, I'm really good. Like, you're not getting a dull thud on me.
You
you're getting.
Land
you're
it.
Getting a slap, 80% of the time. Do you want to know? Do you want to know why I can do that?
Why?
In college, we used to play this drinking game called Slap Bag.
Yeah.
Do you play
the
Slap
Bag?
Yeah.
You slap it as hard as you can.
Yeah, you slap it, and if you get like a wah wah slap, you have to drink, and like until you get a big loud thwack, then you can pass it on, and like people get so drunk doing. I've never known anyone to know about Slap Bag.
We called it Slap the Bag, but yeah.
That makes me very happy.
Man, sometimes when you say stuff like that, I miss drinking.
Yeah. No, I do sometimes.
I mean, wait, do you talk about your sobriety?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, amazing. You sometimes miss drinking. Yeah, I like, it's like fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, because I play out the tape, and I'm like, yeah, oh, it wouldn't be just like a round of Slap the Bag and then like, go home. It's, yeah, like, no, it's like Slap the Bag, shots, maybe cocaine, stranger's bed. You know what I mean? For me, at least.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
But I guess, like, okay, so you were sexually active when you were drinking.
No, not really.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, for me, I also was like insecure very kind of like submissive. Mm-hmm. So drugs and alcohol made me feel more capable and more fearless.
Right.
So they were like my co-pilot in every sexual experience. Mm-hmm. But that's interesting. And you're, how long have you been sober?
Like 6.5 years.
We're very close.
Yeah,
in age.
But yeah.
I'm November 27th.
I'm December 10th, 2015.
And we'll both be 7.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yay! That's so cool.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it great?
Yeah. And do you think, do you attribute it all? Do you talk about your transition?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
Too much.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, then we don't have to talk about it either.
No, no, I'm totally cool with it. Maybe I'm like way too into it, but like,
no,
it's another avenue to talk about me. Therefore, it's
hell yes.
Therefore, it's wonderful.
Yes. Oh my God. Also, side note, I saw you got your name on the Comedy Store wall.
Yeah, well, I had my dead name on it for a minute. Yeah, so they did that.
They mm-hmm. Okay, great. I was really hoping that wouldn't be a weird point of contention for whatever reason.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't think so.
The Comedy Store has been nothing, but I will say this about the Comedy Store. It has a not unearned reputation as being a bro-y place, but I have gotten nothing but support from everybody.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always had, I guess I've yet to have an overwhelming good experience there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably my fault, too. Like, I'm not, like, going out of my way to, like, put in time there either.
Yeah.
It has kind of, like, a sticky frat basement vibe.
I mean, I feel that. I'm not acting like I don't.
Yeah.
But that's coming from the crowd. It's not coming from the staff.
The staff, yeah.
The staff has been lovely to me. And I'll tell you this, too. A lot of the comics are turning on Rogan.
Oh, really?
A lot of them are openly making fun of him on stage because they've kind of had it with him and his bullshit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of people.
Well, he's like doing like a, almost like a Howard Stern like shock jockey thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just kind of, I've actually never listened to an episode of Joe Rogan.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, I watched the clips that surfaced, like Miley Cyrus, like slamming him.
Miley was on Rogan.
But it was so great. They were watching like clips of Drag Race.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Joe Rogan's like, what? They're all like doing the same thing. And she goes, that's what I think about you guys.
Oh, that's so
it
awesome.
It was so amazing.
That's incredible. I love her.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that you love her, but
oh, I do.
She's so lovable.
I know. I always think her, like, I always feel like she was always marketed wrong. You know, like, she's not really a pop star. She's kind of a rock girl.
She's a rock and roll
like,
girl,
I
yeah.
don't love, like, I don't love any of her pop songs, but, like, anytime.
Party in the USA?
That one I don't remember, I guess.
You don't remember Party in the USA?
I'm afraid I don't.
I'm gonna, after we're done recording, I'm going to make you stay for 3 minutes
okay.
to listen to Party in the USA. It's excellent. Epic, but I get what you're saying.
Okay.
That's the only song that really jumps out of my mind. Mm-hmm. No, there's a few others. I'm lying. I think it's a bummer that the mainstream media was so mean to her when she mm-hmm. was like coming of age, sort of.
Yeah.
But she came out on top.
Yeah, she did. Just by sheer force of coolness.
Yeah. Sticking her tongue out all the way.
Oh, yeah.
What were we talking about? I feel like, your transition.
Yeah.
So at what point did you always know? Or was it like something very buried?
No, I did not always know. Like the way I am with things, it takes me a while to like really realize and face something. But like once I do, I'm in.
Okay.
Like when I really like, admitted to myself I am an alcoholic, I was like, well, I'm going to meetings and get a handle on this shit.
Oh, great.
When I figured out I was trans, I'm like, well, I'm gonna do this then.
So liberating.
You know, and it's funny too, because it's not even like, I feel like cis people sometimes maybe think it's like a thing you choose, but like to me the emotions behind it were like, this is how it is.
Yeah.
Are you going to lie for the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I always felt like people thought I was lying to them. And I felt like crowds did this. I felt like crowds didn't trust me. And like, I was a really angry, disagreeable person. So like, that's that like I get. But other than that, I feel like people looked at me like there was something off about, like, I'm like, but I'm just doing my thing. I'm like, but I was lying to them. I was.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. That's almost like a tell for yourself.
Yeah.
Like they were holding a mirror up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you're lying.
Yeah.
Um, Wow. And so was getting sober, do you credit getting sober to like getting to transitioning?
100%. I couldn't have done it if I wasn't sober.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
God, so getting sober is the best thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Do you ever look back at like 7 years ago and like just think like, I mean, like my life is so different. It's just stupid.
So different.
You know?
And I think about how I thought back then. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I never thought I'd be able to afford a car. I never thought I'd pay off my student loans.
Yeah.
All these dark, like, thoughts. That's I all the time. And like, cut to, like, I'm on my second car, paid off all my student loans. Like,
nice.
Yeah, all these things. Like, I've built a home. I've made an apartment that I like really enjoy.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those fucking losers that says property of AA. Like, it's all property of AA. Like, AA is not my only tool, but it like gave me so many other tools.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I got sober.
No, me too. Mm. I mean, it's just wonderful. Whenever I think about drinking, like I just think of the next millisecond. I'm like, nope, hard no.
I would never gamble with my sobriety.
No,
like,
me neither.
Or with my life. Because I think it would be as simple as like, maybe it wouldn't happen the next day, but like 9 months, 12 months, 18 months, like things would start to disappear.
Can you imagine like how horrible it would be to be drunk and just to have all that shit in your head?
Oh.
Just tormenting you?
God.
And then it would get louder and louder and you got to make it quieter. So what are you going to do? You're going to drink more.
Drink more.
Yeah.
And make just like really short-sighted decisions.
Right before I got sober, it was a moment when I remember I seriously considered going to get heroin. And I'm like, why do I want to do that? I mean,
had you done heroin before?
No.
You just like thought it might be part of the
answer. That might be the way to go and do it. And I'm like, well, that to me, that just ruined any deniability that I like didn't have a problem anymore.
Wow.
Although I have done ecstasy in Montana, so I've done meth.
You know, yeah, I believe that actually.
Yeah. You're not getting clean Molly in a red state.
Reason enough to stay in a blue city.
Yeah,
blue
exactly. State. The drugs are better.
How was like sex? Okay, but you've remained sexually kind of. You're still. Are you as sexually anorexic now as you used to be?
It depends on the day.
And I don't mean to be just tossing around the term sexually anorexic.
No. Some days it's just kind of like not happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like there's stuff to do about it, and you know, like I have come so far with the whole thing. So I mean, like I never would have imagined I could have gone to a kink party. Like, yeah. And kink parties are like I have a theory about like human behavior that if like people do it, it's mundane.
Mm-hmm.
So like, going to a BDSM party, I'm just like none of it like shocks me anymore.
That's
or even seems like weird.
And you used to be afraid of them.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm there, and I'm out. I don't feel like, hey, I'm on the margins here of it. And I'm like, no, this is just
the
thing people do.
Damn, I need to take a lesson from that. I've been in group sex situations, mm-hmm. sort of. I've been to like Folsom, but like, I've yet to go to like a sex party sober.
Yeah,
because like I have all these weird fears. That, like, I might know someone there, or someone will... I won't know what?
Can I tell you something? Okay.
Yeah.
I have gone to a kink party where I've bumped into a friend I was having a fight with. It sucks so bad.
I bet.
It's the worst.
Like, you're both in a vulnerable state.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
Did you talk?
No. I mean, well, we talked and had one of those, like, hey, we're not going to mention that we have a problem, but we both know it. And, ugh. Oh, it stinks.
Like, only, like, a little drama could take you out of a sex party.
Exactly. Right?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Did you ever make up with that friend?
No, they just kind of won't talk to me.
Really?
That's the problem, is, like, we had a disagreement, and, like, she was, like, well prepared to tell me all her problems with me, and I was like, okay, I hear you. Can I tell you
what
my problem is with what just happened? And she just wouldn't hear me.
Okay, then good riddance.
Yeah, I kind of, but it hurt. She was a really close friend.
And she just accepted, she did not entertain the possibility that she was doing anything
wrong. She just wouldn't let me, I mean, I think she knows she did something wrong and mm-hmm. she just can't face it. And like, I'm like, well, okay, then you, in my mind, you kind of forfeit the right to tell me your problem with me.
For sure.
Yeah. So
this goes both ways.
Yeah. You know,
and like no one's like,
and also I'm not going to act like I didn't do anything either.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. 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 But you were open to hearing
yeah.
your damage back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Man, people.
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe you'll see them at another sex party.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
And you'll write like a Hallmark movie.
Oh,
about it.
I went down to my hometown in Alabama when I met the love of my life at this kink party.
Kink party, yes.
I'd watch that.
For real. Wait, okay. You said you want to be a showrunner.
Yeah.
Do you have a, like, do you have your, like, show in mind? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you do.
Yeah. I'm currently, like, 2 years ago, I wrote a show that was, like, loosely based off my life because there was just like too many perfect storm things going into my life and I'm like, this is just all weird. I should put this all into a pilot. And yeah. It turned out really good, but it's like a little on the, like, it's funny, but it's like a little on the nose, you know? But like now I'm writing a show that's like obliquely about like who I am and like what, because here's what my life is now. All my friends are like comics, usually Comedy Store comics, mm-hmm. or they're like, I got looped in with like all the trans influencers in LA, you know, like I do okay on TikTok.
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Wait, what's your TikTok handle?
It's just at Fifi Dosh, at FIFIDOSCH. Mm.
Yes.
That's how you plug.
Love a plug.
But then I, like, and the thing of it is I kind of feel like too liberal and squiffy for one group and a little too hardcore for the other.
Yeah.
So my whole life, like, and that's the thing about being trans too, is you just have to reconcile, like, these two lives that don't make sense together, but like they must fit. And yeah. I always thought that contrast was really, really funny.
Yeah.
So I'm writing a pilot about that.
Amazing.
Thanks.
Kind of like quote unquote bad trans girl.
Yeah, exactly. And like a trans show that's funny, I'm so sick of watching. Like I can't.
I know.
Every trans thing is sad.
Yeah.
Or every trans thing is heavy. I don't want that either.
Okay. You probably recognize that the same gay mm-hmm. content is just emerging from this.
Yeah.
Where it always was, oh, I'm gay and I can't tell anybody. Or, mm-hmm. oh, I'm gay, I'm going to die of AIDS now. Like, it was always like,
yep.
The conflict was that they were gay. And it's mm-hmm. like, so it's tearfully boring.
Yeah.
Like, I know all stories are important, but like, can we get a chuckle fest.
Yeah.
So
because to me the prime emotion about transitioning is joy. I'm like, I am so happy I get to do this.
Yeah.
That's what I want to express.
Is there any joyful trans content?
I mean, I don't want to shit on anybody, but like nothing comes to mind. I don't know. I mean it's all just very serious. I can think of some trans comedy out there, but like on TV, I don't know what a trans comedy is.
Sure. Wow.
Write me in and tell me. I mean, I, you know.
That's beautiful.
And it's not like there aren't people making it. There are people writing it. That's for sure.
I was going to say, you're going to wiggle yourself into that hole.
I'm going to try to.
You're going to plug that hole.
Yeah. The crowd I'm looking for are me and a friend. I used to do this podcast with some friends and we coined the term ethical scumbags.
Nice.
That is who, like, because I feel like in comedy, it's either just actual scumbags mm-hmm. or people who are kind of humorless, you know, secular church ladies.
I'm like, get off your fucking soapbox.
I know.
It's not a TED talk.
Yeah, but I'm like, I swear to God, you can thread the needle and find people who will laugh at horrible, dark shit, but like, they have a soul.
Yeah.
They are. I know they're out there and I know we can get them.
I was just talking to River Butcher about this. About.
By the way, I realize how I've been like gesturing like a presidential candidate all through this video. Finish what you're going to say.
It is going to look like, you're at the pulpit. I was talking to River Butcher about how like the left will like never get its shit together because like we attack from within
mm-hmm.
people who are not like woke enough, quote unquote. And it's like, you know, I'm not the enemy.
No.
You're not the enemy. We're both going to say something that's going to trigger someone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, calm down. Like,
yeah.
I'm making a joke.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand jokes have consequences, blah, blah, blah. But like, not compared to like what other people are doing mm-hmm. with their voice. Does that make sense?
I've only ever seen cancel culture like fuck up another queer person.
Oh,
for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's silly.
Like, great. You made ContraPoints Hater Life. Like, great. Good for you. The rapists are running free, but ContraPoints is sad.
Yeah. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Do you have any goal? Is sex important to you?
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Do you have goals for sex?
Like, yeah, I want to be married and I want to like have cute.
Do you want to be in a monogamous relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want kids?
I don't think I want kids.
Okay.
There's a subreddit I read called Regretful Parents, which is, oh boy, if you want to look into the abyss, it's a hoot.
I've never been on Reddit.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
No, it's okay. It's just another time suck.
Should I get on it?
No.
Do you have followers?
No, you get like, I forget what it's called, but you get like clout.
Oh.
Kind of.
Okay. Because it's upvote, downvote.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of like tells people if you have a lot of upvotes or something?
Yeah, I think it's called karma. I sound really old right now. But they get a lot of click points on reddit.com.
But are you invested in your must not be?
No, like, I don't post. I just look on it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah,
it sounds fun.
Yeah, but to answer your question, like, yeah, I definitely want to be married.
Okay.
And it's like a challenge for me. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Of course.
And it's like I definitely really want that.
Okay, so then what is our strategy here to get you wed?
To get you, I'm just trying to date. I'm trying to date more and more. But like, let me tell you this, I've become a real heterosexual man hater.
Oh, that didn't take long.
No, it's just, I feel like Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now. Like, I've seen things I can't unsee. When women were like, okay, like men on dating apps are trash. I'm like, oh, come on. How bad can it be? Everyone's a nice person. But then I'm like, no, it's so much worse.
Wait, that is so funny because I have thought that like, I mean, but they're hot. Like, they're dumb guy. Like, what do you, but it's like, it's really bad, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, okay, so has your dating experience been better than it has been bad or badder than it has been good?
It hasn't been nearly as much as I would like, and that's, you know,
got it
on me.
So but just, like, it's oh, been okay.
But like, I don't know, I went out with a guy, he was really nice, he goes to Disneyland all the time. And
do you like that?
Yeah, he showed me his lightsaber collection.
Yeah, he
just
did.
Like, yeah, you know, just I respect this, pulling this out on the first date. You don't care what other people think. I love that. But like, we were making out and it just, I wasn't having a good time. So.
Oh, okay.
So
not
yeah.
a great kisser.
No, I just wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
You know?
And you got to follow those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried so many times to, like, make it work with a guy who's, like, good on paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just delays the inevitable.
No, yeah. And then you feel like you've lied to somebody.
So then do you think maybe that you'll have to conquer or, like, work around the sexual anorexia before the spouse part falls into place?
Well, I mean, it's like being an addict. I mean, it is like being an addict, you know. It's like just something that I'll always have to work on. And
yeah.
It's always going to be there.
Yeah, and you can meet someone anytime. I don't know. That was a dumb question on my part.
No.
Because, like, I guess I used to do this thing where when I wasn't as established or what I was like, once I'm a full-time comic or once I'm this, then I'll start, like, looking at dates or, like, looking at guys. And, like, it's just, like, it's never going to be perfect.
No.
Do you think you'll end up with a man or a woman?
Probably a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I've been flirting and texting with this girl who's coming back from South Carolina. We're going to go on a date when she gets back. We'll see.
But you are just, like, the idea of, like, a partner just, like, is very, like, warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Just having cute little domestic moments and stuff.
Oh, I'm getting there too.
That's what I want.
I love that.
Oh, I love that you love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The last thing is there any advice you would give to young Fifi before she began her like sexual journey?
Yeah. I would say do what you have to do to be happy. I know you think you have to shut it down to be safe, but you're going to end up killing yourself or trying to kill yourself from this shit. You're not keeping yourself safe. Like, it's safe to try to be happy and fuck what everyone else thinks. Your town is wrong. They are literally everyone around you is wrong. I know you had an inkling of that, but like really run
you're
with that
right.
idea.
You're
yeah.
Fuck South Dakota.
Oh, God. And our fucking, oh, by the way, the current governor of South Dakota is going to be the next Republican vice presidential nominee. She's just a fucking demon, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to give her any time, really, but anti-abortion.
Oh, yeah. Super anti-abortion. The voters of South Dakota voted to legalize weed, and she just wouldn't enact it. Yeah. She's also the reason Herman Cain is dead, because he got COVID at this big event at Mount Rushmore that she wanted to have because she's a pick me girl for Trump.
Oh my God.
And then Herman Cain died. She also probably fucked Corey Lewandowski.
What?
So there's that.
Okay. I don't want to end on that. before you go, tell me about what are some tips for if you want to go to a kink party? Do you have any?
Okay.
Or for someone who might be nervous about, you kind of already said that it's like mundane.
Well, but there's a mental thing to get in there. Like I have friends who would go, but they kind of can't get over the mental block. And I just like, what I would tell them is like, you're probably picturing like a bunch of really severe, no bullshit people, but the kinky scene is like, it's a really dorky scene.
Yeah.
Like, I joke about it on stage saying that, like, I've been to Renaissance fairs, I've been to kink parties.
Same people.
It's the same, yeah, it's for real the same people. Also, Ren Fair is a lot kinkier than you'd think it would be.
Well, it's like people on both sides, mm-hmm. on both parties, that, like, have done the work and found something they really love.
Yeah.
And they want to, like, explore every inch of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so I understand where it would be, like, kind of, like, respectful, thoughtful,
yeah,
well-intentioned people.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, it is no big deal, the kink party.
No big D.
Go do it, yeah.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on my TikTok at Fifi Dosh, at FIDOSCH. That's also all my socials. I'm not on Twitter anymore because it makes me miserable, yeah. But I look forward to seeing you on everything.
Yay, thank you for doing this. I love you.
Thank you for having me. I love you too.
Of course.